This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us. And during the last hour, I mentioned that many of us here at USA Prepares live away from other people. And that's what we choose to do. And believe it or else, as my boyfriend Pete used to say when we were growing up, and I can say boyfriend, I don't mean it in the homosexual way. I mean it, that's what we used to call each other. Boys had boyfriends and girlfriends. Girls had girlfriends and boyfriends. It had nothing to do with being a homo. That's just what we called each other. So Rich, Kyle, Sharon, Kathy, Dr. Sheely, Gwyneth, Greg, I live away from people by choice. And we did that before we even knew of each other. Okay? So we all figured it out on our own. So there aren't many of us who feel this way, but we're trying to share with you what we have learned. That's what USA Prepares is all about. Yesterday I sent an email to the instructors, and I'm going to read you the entire email. Here it is. Quote, this is from me. Quote, I just wanted to let you know that I expect the next big shortage to be diesel. With Ukraine in ruins, either the continued war or rebuilding Ukraine will put diesel in short supply. Vincent, end quote. So I believe that we are going to see more in the news about diesel shortages. Russia has withdrawn oil from the market. Oil is used in everything, plastic packaging. You're not going to get your potato chips without oil. You're not going to get your new phone without oil. You're not even going to get postage stamps without oil. You're not going to get deliveries. You're not going to get dog food. Without oil, nothing happens. We're doomed. We're doomed as I see it. And we're running out of oil. Next thing I wanted to mention is the China Eastern plane crash. I saw the loss of altitude, and it's not straight down, but it's the next closest thing to straight down. That tells me that it was either sabotage or the plane was hacked or there was a massive hydraulic failure. Massive. Because the plane could glide a little bit. A B-737, Boeing 737-800, does not glide very well without the engines. How do I know? A pilot told me. Said without an engine, these things fall like a rock. Well, the trajectory is not quite like a rock straight down, but it was the next closest thing. Now, I don't believe that it would have fallen out of the sky like that if it were just a simple failure. It was a massive, massive failure, which could have been sabotage. It could have been intentional. And here's the real question that nobody's asking. Who was on the plane? Who was on the plane? Is this retaliation for the genocide? Is that what this is? I don't know. I'm just asking. Who was on the plane? Gwyneth, any comments before we get into horses? Because pretty soon, a lot of people, if they survive, are going to be hoofing it, either with their own shoe leather or on the back of a horse.
Yes. Another thing that I mentioned, and I think I wrote this in a reply that I sent to you, was how about all the harbor plants that are in the Ukraine, and also in Russia, because we're having trouble getting AdBlue as it is. We were reporting on that before any of this happened, that there was a shortage of AdBlue, which is the urea that people put into their diesel engines that they are required now by law in many areas to put into their diesel engines to, quote-unquote, reduce emissions. AdBlue requires, it's basically urea and some other components, I think, as well. But we don't have any, you know, urea plants, I don't think, in Australia anymore. I don't think there's very many in America. And I think that one of the world's major suppliers of urea was Russia. If I remember correctly from what was being said back in, you know, a few months ago, that Russia was one of the main suppliers of urea in the whole world. And now I don't think that that Russian urea is going anywhere except to the Russians. You know, I think that they're going to keep their harbour plants going, their urea plants going for themselves. But I don't think that they're going to be in any mood to send any of that urea, which is not only in AdBlue, but in fertilizer, to any Western nation. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does make sense. And AdBlue is a blue-colored liquid, which is about 32.5% by content urea, and the rest, 67.5%, deionized water. That's what it looks. It's clear and colorless, but it's called AdBlue or DEF, diesel exhaust fluid. It's an emissions additive that has been mandated by the U.S. federal government for diesel engines. And so instead of redesigning the diesel to make them even more efficient, what they did was added a emission system that allegedly helps clean up the diesel exhaust. And the systems, the vehicles won't run, the engines won't run without it. So here we've allowed our government to paint us into a corner where we have to put this fluid in diesel exhaust or diesel engines, and even in light trucks, heavy trucks, but not military planes, not the president's plane, not the president's diesel-powered truck that looks like a Chevrolet. The government vehicles that are used in the military by the military don't have exhaust emissions systems, but we have to have them. So instead of using less fuel, these diesel engines use more fuel. We have a Cummins turbo diesel, 1999, 23-year-old pickup truck, three-quarter ton, has a turbocharged 5.9-liter inline six-cylinder. It can get 29.9 miles to the gallon today with almost 400,000 miles on it. It can still get that kind of fuel economy. But when you add these emission systems to clean up the air, you use way more fuel than you need to. So we're burning up the Earth's natural resources. And we are requiring, these systems are incredibly complex and they need lots of maintenance. And we just keep running our truck and it just works and works and works. And the people that have these new diesel trucks, they're in the shop all the time. Don't do it. Don't buy one of these new vehicles. It's insanity. And one of the things that, back to China Eastern, the airplane, one of the theories is the reason it crashed was a failure of a sensor. I've been talking about sensors in cars and how they go bad. And if you have a camshaft position sensor or a crankshaft position sensor, your vehicle won't run. Period. For a $40 part, your vehicle won't run. So we have sensors on everything. So even sensors are being a possible failure point and being potentially blamed for the crash and death of 133 people. We have painted ourselves into a corner. We've allowed it. We've allowed stupid people to tell us what to do. And they're called congressmen and congresswomen and senators. Back to you.
They literally could not run a chicken house. These people, they literally couldn't. If they were running a chicken farm, all the chickens would die. And they would try and blame somebody else for it. That's their level. That's what they do. And but I think that I think that anyone with two brain cells to rub together today realizes what they're like and is inclined to give them all the respect that they deserve, which is none whatsoever. And if anyone gives them any respect whatsoever, then they kind of deserve what's going to happen to them. And that's how it is. And, they're just going to have to suffer the own consequences of their own stupid actions into the future and to have nobody there to help them because of the level of destruction that they have wreaked on the earth, which means there is nobody there to help them, because their actions killed everyone. So that's the reason why there's going to be nobody there to help them. And the very few people that are left alive will not be inclined to help them. That's just
I'm not inclined to help them.
But I would love.
I'm not inclined to help them, and I'm not even inclined to pray for them. Greg Rusher is with us.
No,
welcome, Greg.
Yeah,
we're going to have to be really quick. We're going into
I just wanted to make a couple comments. One was on the AI. It's just new technology and taking control of your vehicle. Such as you're going a little bit too fast around a corner, so it slams your brakes on for you. These kind of things are going to end up killing people. They already have. The more control you give the vehicle and take it away from the human, the worse situation. You ever have a conversation with an AI, on the phone? You can't get anywhere. Their vocabulary just doesn't comprehend anything. This is what they want to control you.
What about DEF, diesel exhaust fluid? What are your thoughts?
Oh, it's just a pile of garbage. It burns so much fuel. And at the price of fuel right now, adding an extra 35 horsepower to your engine just to heat it up, to burn the spray, to work, is ridiculous. And these systems are getting plugged up, and people are putting these trucks on the market because they just can't afford the repairs.
So are you saying that I was right on the money?
Oh, you're right on the money. They're junk. They're garbage.
Mm-hmm.
All it does is wet the diesel fuel, mm-hmm. and it brings it to the ground. So now you've mm-hmm. got that chemical plus the exhaust, which was going to end up on the ground anyway. It just going to take a little bit longer to get there.
And here's a... we're going into the break, but Greg, here's what I've learned. So with the catalytic converter, the exhaust, that the particles would go up in the air and they'd fall back down within hours. With catalytic converters and gasoline engines, the particles stay airborne for a month. And with diesel, the particles fall down really quickly in the old diesel engines. New diesel engines, we have to add DEF to make that happen. It's ridiculous. You're absolutely right.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, just a couple minutes before the last break, a cowboy came into the studio very quietly, and he kind of asked me a question while Gwyneth was speaking. And so I lifted up one of the one side of the headphones, and he said, "Hey, Dad, Buttercup is up. That's the mama cow that was having trouble. She's up. And Mama and I want to bring the calves out to the field where Buttercup is. If I can't get the calf up by myself, can you come out to the garage and help me lift the calf into the truck so I can take the calf to its mama, and then I'll come back and get the other one?" I said, "You got it. Just a couple minutes." And so that's the kind of thing that happens here at USA Prepares. Now, do you think that, the other broadcasters like Sean Hannity and Michael Medved and who else would be on the air? Do you think that they're doing stuff like that during the commercial breaks? Do you think they're doing that? I don't think so. I don't think they're lifting a calf who has just just peed or is going to pee into a truck in the rain to take it out to its mama to try to keep the family alive. I don't think so. But that's what life on the farm is really, really like. We are in the throes of life and death 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And we've been doing it since 1989. Gwyneth, isn't that what it's like?
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. And you know, around here we don't have cows, but I have dogs and I have chickens and I have horses. And the chickens this time of night obviously are in bed. Sometimes, you know, the dogs will just go off, you know, just barking in the middle of the night. And probably it's just a kangaroo has decided to hop through the valley next door or hop through my own valley. And, you know, they notice everything. And, you know, I know that sometimes that comes across on the broadcast, you know, and I'll be broadcasting and the background it'll be, woo, 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 woo. Yeah, but that's how it is. And it's real life on the farm here. And, you know, one of the main things that I do, or one of the things that I do here, is I've had horses, plural. Right now I've got one horse. And I would like to talk about horses today, Vincent, because I think that in the future, knowing about horses for a lot of people is going to be something that's really going to make a difference to them. And, you know, it's something that takes a whole lifetime to learn, but you could start somewhere. Does that make sense? And I think the best place to start is right here and right now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. By the way, Gwyneth, yeah. I wanted to let you know that there's a section in the book about calves, calving, mama cows, etc. And I've got pictures of these two little calves and their mama for the book. I just have to write that lesson. And by the way, class, the book that we're working on is a bunch of, and I won't give you the name right now of the school. But as soon as I get the website working, which probably be in the next few days, I hope, I'll give you the name of the school. But it has lessons in it that you can learn within a minute or two or three or four or five. So you can read a lesson and get started in a minute or so, or a few more minutes, literally. And you can just pick up the book, read the lesson, and learn something that is actionable. Just like what Gwyneth is going to talk about right now. So, Gwyneth, please get some pictures of, you know, the horses and what we're talking about so we can add that to the book as well. Back to you.
Okay, I can hear music coming. Unfortunate. But, yeah, I would say if you're going, here's a one-minute lesson or a 30-second lesson. If you're going to buy a horse, don't just go and buy a horse on your own if you've never had anything to do with horses. Take somebody with you that you know has quite a bit of experience with horses.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A large destructive tornado struck the east side of New Orleans on Tuesday evening, causing severe damage and killing at least one person in the St. Bernard Parish area. A Storyful social media user describes his experience.
I was just driving in the tornado just now. They had two explosions went off. I see just swarming and spinning around. You heard me? I make the U-turn right here and go clean towards the city. You heard me? Man, that's crazy.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's first full day of questioning featured explanations of her approach as a judge, discussions of legal concepts, and defense of her soft-on-crime sentencing record. The Supreme Court nominee confirmation continues today. After getting through a difficult winter near the Pacific coast, Lewis and Clark leave behind Fort Clatsop and head east for home on this day in 1806. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The Taliban on Wednesday backtracked on their promise that high schools would be open for girls, now say they will remain closed until a plan is drawn up in accordance with Islamic law for them to reopen. Teachers and students from three high schools around the capital of Kabul, Afghanistan, said girls had returned in excitement to campuses this morning, but were ordered to go home. Now that the Hunter Biden laptop has been proven authentic, Democrat politicians and mainstream media lied to protect their guy, candidate Joe Biden. Former Representative Doug Collins, Republican from Georgia, on Newsmax Tuesday, said that the New York Times sat on the Hunter Biden laptop story for 18 months because doing so served a political purpose. Collins said that the Times had an agenda that would never be tolerated anywhere else.
And number one, they have an agenda that really would never be tolerated anywhere else. This is what's disturbing to me. As someone who's lived through that, who kept saying, look, the laptop is real. We kept saying there's a connection with Ukraine. We kept saying that Biden had these issues. We kept saying that the Russian fake disinformation campaign was false. The dossier, the impeachment, the sham impeachment. We were the ones to be made fun of. But I'll tell you right now, we were right. And what's happening now is what should be more disturbing than anything is the New York Times is now saying that, yeah, it's real, but they're doing it about 18 months too late because they took information that they held and they held it for a political purpose, for a political reason, to gain a political outcome.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Watch it. Oh
God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds. Sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, there's a link to Gwyneth Isaac's Amazon books on the BitChute channel, Ron Gibson's BitChute channel. And you heard about, you just heard in the news about Hunter Biden's laptop. The New York Times tried to let you believe that it was fake and fraud, etc. Well, 18 months later, they admit it's true. Now, we get their candidate. They did that, in my opinion, to allow and to promote the guy who has the big chair right now. That's why they did that, in my opinion. If you read or listen to the audiobook that I've been talking about in the past, Operation Gladio, you will learn that the New York Times, the Miami Herald, and other major newspapers had been infiltrated with alleged journalists to write the narrative that they wanted you to follow. I'm talking about lies and deceptions and misinformation. Along with them was ABC, CBS, and NBC. They wrote the news to mislead you and to guide you into their path. I'm talking about the elite's path. That's what they did. And you just now heard another fact regarding that. Operation Gladio. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it on eBay. So you might want to consider that. Gwyneth, we're talking about how bad it's going to get. Diesel shortages, I believe, are on the way. And we're talking about hoofing it with horses and walking. Back to you. You said don't buy a horse without bringing, if you don't know about it, don't buy one unless you bring someone who knows about horses. It's a little complicated, class. Back to you.
Yeah, because a horse is not just a horse. Okay, there's a thousand different kinds of horses out there. Okay, and you've got to find the right horse for you, even if it takes a bit longer. If you've never ridden or never owned a horse before, and you want to get a horse, then I would advise, first of all, you go somewhere that has riding lessons or horses for hire and get some lessons first in how to ride a horse and how to look after a horse. And for your very first horse, I would recommend not getting one off of a racetrack or off of, Fraser Good Home. I would absolutely not recommend that. I would recommend forking out for a horse that has in the description the words either beginner's horse or schoolmaster. And this will probably be an older horse, probably over the age of 12 to 15 years old, possibly even up to the age of 20, okay? And, you know, if it's sound, you could even get one older than 20 years old for your first horse. If it is a horse that is suitable for beginners, and like I say, it will have in the description the word beginners or schoolmaster. So if you go onto a horse trading website and in the search bar type in beginners or schoolmaster, then it will bring up a range of horses that will be suitable. You've got to be aware that a horse is a they can be very expensive creatures to keep. It's something where it really depends on the horse. Not all horses are big eaters, but, you know, they vary in the amount of food that they need. You'll find that particular breeds seem to be particularly hungry, and they're going to eat more food, and they're going to need more specialized food to keep them looking good. So, for example, if you have a thoroughbred, or if you have a standard bred, or if you have any of what are called hot-blooded horses, which are horses that are descended from some of the ancient breeds like Arabians and these sorts of animals, they are going to, although Arabians actually, they don't eat a lot because they've been raised from being in the desert, so probably more like thoroughbreds and standardbreds and horses from that line. They need a lot of food, and they need a lot of high-quality food to keep them looking good. And if they don't get that sort of food, then they start to get thin. And if you don't begin to feed them the sort of food that they need, they start to get sick. And then you've got a problem. Then you've got a sick horse on your hands. So if you want a horse that is not going to need a lot of fancy food, you should get one probably from Mustang or Wild Horse bloodlines. Like I said, Arabians. I wouldn't generally recommend Arabians as a beginner's horse, but they don't tend to eat very much, although they are a hot blood, and a lot of people say that hot bloods are very hungry creatures. But because they've been bred from the desert, then they don't need a lot of fancy food. But it's something that takes a lot of knowledge to acquire the knowledge to really be a master horseman or horsewoman, and it takes probably decades to get that knowledge. But you can start somewhere. You can start somewhere with a horse with fairly ordinary breeding. Beginner's horse or a schoolmaster will cost you somewhere between $3,000 and $5,000 for a beginner's horse. And what you're paying for is you're paying for the horse's experience in handling people just like you. It is a horse that, and you should ask, has this horse been ridden by inexperienced riders? And, you know, and you should ask if you would be able to ride the horse on the day that you go and have a look at it. And if the answer is no, and you're an absolute beginner, then you should avoid that horse. You should, when you get there, you should be able to run both thumbs. You get your two thumbs. You should be able to put your armpit onto the horse's shoulder, and then get both of your thumbs and run your thumbs along the horse's spine, putting quite a bit of pressure on from its shoulders to its tail, where the dock of its tail goes into the rest of its body. And there should be no sore spots anywhere. And you'll see the sore spot because you'll find that when you put pressure on the sore spot, you'll get a reaction in the horse's body, like it'll be like a shiver goes through its body, or it will move, or it will throw its head around or something like that, which is the horse's way of saying, ouch, I don't like that. And if you notice any sore spots along its spine, you should not buy that horse, because a horse with a bad back is never going to be fixed. And you should, run your hands along its legs and notice if there's any obvious swellings along its legs. And have a look at the legs all the way up and all the way down, and have a feel, especially the top of the hoof. Put your hands on the top of each opposite hoof and notice if there's any temperature differences or any differences in the size of the hoof, front and back. And if there is, then that's a potential problem. Even if there doesn't seem to be any pain, because people can apply painkillers to horses as easily as they can apply them to people. And but swelling is something that is a lot harder to disguise. And if there's any bandages on the horse, you should ask what the bandages are for, because maybe the bandages just have a purpose of maybe the horse has just been working, and some people put bandages on the horses after they've finished working just to help for, just regular muscle recovery. But it could indicate a deeper problem. And if it's possible, you should take a film of the horse when it's standing, when it's walking, and when it's trotting. And if it's possible to get footage of the horse when it's cantering or galloping, of course, that's even better. And the horse should have an even gait. It shouldn't be favouring any leg in particular. All of the legs should strike the ground at a fairly even and regular pace. And, yeah, this is it. So, but like I say, this is some, these are all the things that an experienced horse person will look for. But if you know this is a beginner, then you've got a huge leg up in picking the horse that's going to be right for you. And an area that a lot of people miss, but you should definitely pay attention to, is the horse's head and its face. A horse that is bright, one common technique that horse traders use, people buying and selling, people selling horses use to trick the buyer into buying a horse that maybe might not be suitable for them, is they drug the horses up. But a horse that is drugged is very easy to spot because it will look half asleep. And when you look in its eyes, if a human being's on drugs, okay, and you look at their pupils are either going to be really dilated or they're going to be pinpricks, okay? And horses are no different. If they're drugged up, their pupils are either going to be massively dilated or they're going to be pinpricks or slits because I think cows have a split pupil, don't they, Vincent? Horizontally split, from what I remember.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, horses have a horizontally split pupil as well. And you'll find that the eye should have a docile and relaxed appearance, but not as if it's going to sleep. And it should have an air of alertness about it, but a very friendly sort of look in its eye. Okay, I can hear music again.
And you ought to show up unannounced.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, I just went out to check, and yeah, so far it looks like Mama Cow is doing doing a little better. And you know, I mentioned to our son, what we could do is we could take a 400 watt inverter, a small inverter that we bought many years ago, probably a decade ago or more, and plugs in the cigarette lighter, so we could tap off 12 volts, plug the PEMF device that Lou Cassidy and Dr. Shealy made, and put that on the cow while she's lying down, and see if we can help her with that. So, Class, you may want to look into the PEMF device. You may want to. And I'm looking forward to bringing Lou Cassidy to the airwaves, and so he can teach a class. Brilliant, brilliant designer. And the generosity of USA Prepares Instructors is beyond belief. Absolutely beyond belief. I am so fortunate to be surrounded by your faculty. No kidding. And it took 70 years to get here, almost. Well, at least 60. Seriously. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, okay. Well, horses. And, yeah, so you've got to be aware that when you, I think I mentioned before that when you're buying a horse, you are buying a set of expenses. And there's ways to get around that, but you've really got you've got to be aware that you're going to have some horses need regular shoeing, other horses don't need regular shoeing. A good indicator of whether your horse is going to need shoes is the type of material that you're going to be riding it on. So if you're going to be riding it on asphalt, or paved roads on a regular basis, it's going to need shoes. If it has pale-coloured hoofs, that hoof is going to be softer and it's probably going to need shoes. If you've got more rocks than soil on your property, your horse is going to need shoes. But if you've got if you've just got soil on your property and if you're only going to be riding it on unpaved surfaces, then probably your horse's feet will just need trimming now and again rather than shoeing. And, you know, that's called barefoot. And actually that's better for the horse's foot because, you know, when you're putting shoes on a horse's foot, you are actually nailing the shoe onto the horse's foot. It doesn't hurt the foot because you're nailing it into keratin, which is something like fingernail, but is a lot thicker and a lot heavier, obviously. But it doesn't hurt when you trim your fingernails. And it doesn't hurt when you trim a horse's foot. And it doesn't hurt the horse when you put its shoes on, okay? But it does cost between $100 and $120 every 4 to 6 weeks to get shoes put on your horse, okay? And if you want somebody to come out and trim your horse's feet, that might be every few months or every, you know, 6 weeks or 8 weeks or 2 or 3 months, depending on the rate of growth of your horse's feet, then that's going to cost about $50 unless you learn how to do it yourself, which is going to be physical work. It's really pretty hard work from a horse's feet. And this is something else you should check when you're buying a horse. Can you pick up all its feet? You know, and what's it like to catch? What's it like to shoe? What's it like to float? What's it like to put on a horse truck? When you're buying the horse, you mentioned about arriving early. I would say arrive about 15 minutes early. And when you're talking to the person on the telephone, before you go to look at the horse, say, I want the horse to be in the field when I get there. I want to see you catch that horse, okay? And, you know, this is it. So even if the horse is normally, and they'll say, oh, the horse normally lives in a stable, and you say, I don't care, put it in a field. I want to see you catch the horse. And if they don't agree to it, that's not going to be the right horse to you, because I've had horses in the past where I have literally spent hours chasing the horse around to try and catch it, and eventually they do get better. And you know, as you go along with horses, you pick up, you know, a trick or two in getting them to agree to be caught a lot easier. But you know, it's something that you don't need to waste time on unless you absolutely have to. And yeah, feeding a horse depends on what you feed it, depends on the horse. It can be anywhere between, I spend $150 every 2 months to feed my horses on hay, that's round bales. In the past, I have spent $75 to $100 a week on feeding one horse. That's the two opposite ends of the horse feeding spectrum. If you've got a lot of good grass on your plate, you may not buy any, you may not need to buy any feed at all. It just depends.
We're out of time. Thanks so much. Class, I've got to run out.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic an insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.